Absolutely, and we didn't expect anything different. Maybe the scoreboard in the first 20 minutes maybe flatters us a wee bit, but then Louth had a bit of a purple patch that kind of caught us on our kickouts and they penned us in, and that's the way Gaelic football's gone now, and they got a wee bit of momentum off that, and it was only 2 points I think in at half time. So and then the same thing in the second half, they came back at us, we got a good enough start and then they came back into it as well and they got the goal. And then, but the story with our boys all year has been heads never drop, always believe in themselves, and they keep going to the final whistle. And you know, we bring in Mark Wilkinson, and he was superb. And it's been another kind of trait with this group this year, the squad that we've had. They've always come in and they've added impact, yeah. And no different today. The four or five subs that came in there all contributed, especially Mark Wilkinson. So just delighted for them.
No doubt about that, he came on and made a big impact there. Obviously he wasn't fit to start the game, he was named at number 3, but made a big impact when he did come on, and the rest of the subs did as well. But a lot of the players did stand up there, particularly whenever Louth threw it up to each, and the goalkeeper was excellent there at the last as well.
Yeah, Stu, that's probably the most pleasing thing for us, is an occasion like this and a final like this. You know, it can be very daunting for young boys, you know, coping with maybe the nerves and the pressure that maybe that goes behind it. So the most pleasing thing for us is that, as you say, they came in and they put all that aside and they just played football and they believe in themselves and they, you know, the confidence in themselves to go and win the game and just play football like they can and the ability that they've got. So that was probably the most pleasing.
Many people probably don't realise, and a lot of people don't sit back and think, only 17 years of age, some of these boys are only 16.
Some of them only 16, yeah. Maybe one or two, we've seven on the panel are actually under 16s, so some of them boys are still only under 15, you know. So it is, because minors used to be under 18, yeah. So it's very, you know, it's a funny mindset around it. So yeah, very young. They're on a journey, they're developing. Said it to them this morning before we left Donegal. This is just, today's not the destination for them. This is just another step on the journey. They have another 15 years of football. 15-20 years of football ahead of them, so you know, there's loads of lessons that they've learnt this year as young footballers, and as I say, no other lesson than this today, big occasion, big final, and being able to get across the line.
Jim McGuinness was here today, obviously a disappointing day for Donegal. The ladies had a success last night, so it sort of lifts the mood as well to get another title in the bag, really.
Yeah, you know how passionate we are about our football in Donegal, and unfortunate for the senior lads, they weren't able to do the business today. No doubt they'll be back again, and it's another thing our boys spoke about in terms of just like, we want to inspire young Donegal players, we want to inspire young players to play for Donegal and play for the clubs and within the county, and that's one thing that was probably an objective for the boys, to maybe try and get a bit of success. So there's a bit of hunger then, yeah. And success leads to success. So listen, it's a stepping stone. It's not the A competition that maybe we wanted to be in, but it's a stepping stone. And
it's all Ireland title at the end of the day.
100%. You know, it's the reality is there's only 6 minor teams in competition in the country at this moment in time. Yeah. You know, so we're part of that 6, which is a huge achievement for these boys. So hopefully it'll be something now for the future, and other squads look to it, and hopefully it'll be more success.
And we'll see a few of these boys again for sure, because a lot of them are such a talented bunch.
Yeah, and that's the stepping stone for them, that now they move into an under 18, under 19, under 20. That's the next 3 years for them. So some of them will accelerate, some of them might jump straight into an under 20 panel, some of them might just maybe take another year or two back at their clubs. But we'll invest in them in Donegal, in the academy. We'll invest in them, making sure that they have the proper structures and they have the proper support in place, that they can keep going and fulfilling the potential that they have.
Finally, Curtis, really lifted the mood, hasn't it, after, I suppose you would say, a disappointing day?
I don't know what I would say. The mood wasn't great in Balbuffet now, but we were listening on the bus on the way up the road. So, it's something we spoke about going out. They said the mood in Donegal is not great. Now you have an opportunity to lift everybody. And again, they've done that. So, just delighted for them.